Note to future Nicks. Do you ever feel the world slipping through your hands? Not like sand, it's not steady enough for that. It's like you've been pirouetting non-stop for days, for years, head snapping back to that focus point. Your momentum carrying you round and round, pivot, 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 and then all of a sudden you realise you lost sight of your spot. Your body's moving faster than your head. Any moment you might twist it right off at the neck, and the world is just a blur of colour and sound, and it's so loud, but it's like you're listening to it through water. Does that make sense? I started reading these monologues for fun. They're just a little spooky, you know? Something silly and spooky to practice my acting with, to spend time with Bella. But someone doesn't want me to read them. Like, really doesn't want me to read them. And I can't help wondering, where did they come from? Who wrote them? What do they mean? How far are they willing to go? How far am I?
The Attic Monologues is an urban fantasy horror podcast releasing the last Wednesday of every month. Find us on your podcatcher of choice or wander into someplace abandoned and listen for a voice on the wind.
Listening to Seven of Hearts.
Audio log. Current investigation. God, this is gonna sound. A week ago, Emily Smith was found dead in her apartment by her roommate Amy Warren. Amy called 911, contacted Emily's family, all those things. Then, yesterday, Amy's body was found in the woods just outside of town. All evidence suggested she'd been there for the full week, around the same time Emily died. And whoever or whatever was pretending to be Amy Warren vanished. Not a trace. I think they're trying to keep it pretty quiet, but word of mouth spreads quickly, and everyone is understandably pretty freaked out by this. I am, admittedly, very unnerved by all of this. It's not a pleasant thought that whatever is doing this can so closely imitate someone else. It makes you question a lot of things. I may be avoiding people for the time being. I don't know how I'd be able to tell. I don't know how anyone would be able to tell. Anyway, we'll update when I have more information, I suppose.
Have you had any water today?
Not that I can remember, but that's not saying much.
You're going to be the death of me.
You love me.
What's he done now?
Look at this monstrosity he calls a drink.
Is there any hot chocolate with that sugar?
I mean...
Terrifying. Thanks.
Okay, so while the three of us are here, I just wanted to ask, when is our next game night gonna be? It feels like it's been forever.
It can't have been that long. Was it a week ago? Two, maybe?
Yeah, forever. I literally haven't seen Sal in so long.
So, ask him to hang out?
Absolutely not. It's been too long now.
What do you mean it's been too long?
It's been too long. I can't reach out now.
Connor?
Yeah?
Leave your phone somewhere?
No. It's right here.
It says it's from you. Hello?
Devin?
What? I don't...
What? Is something wrong?
I...
Who is this?
You're both acting really weird today.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Ollie.
What?
Don't understand what's happening.
Hang up the phone. But... Hang it up.
Okay, I...
Connor, what was our first ever conversation about?
I think it was when Devin introduced us, because they had a class with Calm, so I knew them through Xur, and they obviously knew you, and I think we talked about... Mr. Lopez. We talked about Mr. Lopez, because we both hated him so much.
Okay, good.
Ollie, what's going on?
Amy Warren?
Who?
She died a week ago, but somebody was... Everybody saw someone that looked, sounded, and acted just like her until her body was found and the imposter vanished.
This cannot be real.
It is. Eyewitness accounts, cell phone records, but they place her date of death a full week before they found the body. A full week she was walking and talking and interacting with people.
This doesn't make any sense.
No, it absolutely doesn't, but we need to be very, very careful from now on.
Oh my god. Ollie, I don't think this is new. I think whoever this is could do this the whole time.
Yeah, I'd come to that conclusion too. But did it ever actually appear to you, looking like someone else?
I don't know. How would we know?
I don't know. They could have been here this whole time, impersonating someone, and we'd never have even known.
Fantastic.
Morning, Ray.
It's past noon, babe.
I say this with love, but why are you cooking? You can't cook.
Well, it would be easier if I had full use of my arms.
Let me hug my boyfriend, and that doesn't answer the question.
I was gonna surprise you with pancakes. I didn't expect you to get up yet.
Oh my god, that's so cute.
No.
Sorry, you're adorable. I don't make the rules.
You're a menace. I hate you.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. You're gonna make me burn the pancakes.
Fine. Do you want any help?
Nope. I'm all set.
How do you even know how to cook pancakes?
I may have had to ask Carmen to teach me.
And did she?
Yes. And only the first couple got burned. I'm a very quick learner. Don't laugh at me.
You can't. Oh, one sec. It's Alls.
Hello?
Tell me something only you and I would know.
What?
Now.
In fifth grade, you spent the night at my house, and when we came inside for dinner, you didn't see that the sliding glass door was closed, and you walked into it face first, and then cried for 10 minutes.
I can't believe you remember that. Of course I cried. It really hurt, you jackass.
What's going on?
Can we come over? There's... Something's going on.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, but... been a new development with the killing?
When you say we, who's we?
Me and Calm, Devin and Connor.
It's just Zach is here.
Well, I don't think Alex is coming. They're not in today. I think they called out sick again.
Okay, yeah, come over.
We'll be there soon.
Hail.
First date you ever went on?
I was 14. I took... God, what was his name? Chris something to the movies. We held hands, but he was super sweaty.
Okay, good.
Do we really have to?
Very much so.
What the fuck is
Amy
going
Warren
on?
Amy Warren died a week ago, but was walking and talking to people until her body was found in the woods and she vanished.
What?
Whatever is doing this can mimic people. It can mimic people so well that nobody around them notices. Devin got a call from Connor earlier while Connor was sitting across from us.
Well, fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're sure that everyone here is...
As sure as we can be, I think.
I need to go call Alex.
No.
What? Someone has to loop them in.
I've been thinking, Sal. Thinking a lot. What do any of us really know about Alex?
I don't know.
Have they ever once been there when something happened? When you heard the voice or saw something? Have they ever been there at the same time?
No.
And with how much they're calling out lately, when's the last time you saw them?
Last week sometime? Ollie, you can't be serious.
Sal.
Really, Zach? You too?
You don't know them like I do.
What? What?
Sal, I...
No, this is ridiculous. You're both grasping at straws here, and it's not fair to Alex.
I'm just saying, I don't know that we can fully trust them, Sal.
I don't know, Ollie. I think Sal's right. It doesn't make any sense. They're really busy. They probably just need a bit of a break. They work a lot.
Yeah, they weren't looking so good the last time I saw them.
They weren't?
I think we need a lot more proof before being suspicious of Alec.
Fine, you guys are right then. But I don't fully trust them.
Fine, but I still think someone should warn them.
Fine, do it then.
What was the first conversation the two of us had?
At that first game night. We were smoking outside. I said that I hadn't wanted to come, but I couldn't say no to Connor. You said he'd imprinted on me.
Okay, good. You sound like shit. Are you okay?
Fine. What's going on?
There's, well, Ollie, you explain.
Something is mimicking people, and doing it so well nobody notices.
Amy Warren.
Yes, exactly.
Listen.
I did try to warn you.
Zacharias.
You should have listened to me. Now people are dying because...
Whoa, what?
What do you think killed everyone we knew, Sal?
Jesus Christ.
And now it's happening again.
I can't do this.
Why didn't you say anything?
What would have been the point?
Zach, you've seen this before.
Yes.
You should have said.
I don't want to talk about this.
But
Ollie, I can't give you any information you don't already know. Maybe this time will be different.
None of this is making any sense.
It never does.
Well, That was a lot.
You're telling me.
Kind of explains a lot about Alex.
Yeah, but it also gives us way more questions.
Yeah. Con?
Yeah?
Could we talk about something?
Yeah, of course. What?
I wanted to talk about
Whoa, hey, deep breath. No need to panic. Come on.
Sorry.
You're fine. Are you?
I can't. Sorry. I just It's going to have to wait. I can't.
Okay. I haven't done something wrong.
No, you're perfect.
Thanks.
I have to, go. Oh, listen, we'll talk later, okay? I have to go.
Okay, I'll see you later.
This was Seven of Hearts. In this episode, Carmen was voiced by Caspian Pale Moon. Connor was voiced by Cry MJ. Sal was voiced by Felix Pizorski. Alex was voiced by Jace Pelletier. Devin was voiced by Riley Deegan. Ollie was voiced by Beth Barrett, and Zach was voiced by Daniel Friedberg. Script by Jace Pelletier and sound design by Caspian Pale Moon and Jace Pelletier. Thank you for listening.